Raleigh Burley, you've been the news director for...
roughly 2 months.
2 months. What do you find most compelling about this work?
I think my favorite part so far is that it really drives me to be a part of different aspects of our community, which is something that I always have loved to do anyway, but this is a good excuse to go out there, and I have a microphone and a mission, so I can go visit Wild Fest, or I can go to some bio blitz, or call up, you know, Tipton, and immerse myself in a lot of different diverse places.
You have been covering a lot of diverse issues, and I'm wondering what you think are some of the most important issues facing Carbondale right now.
I think that right now I'm acquiring my beat, is the way I've thought about it. I'm finding what subjects resonate with me and where I'm making contacts, but primarily I'm interested in sustainability and looking at local organizations and people who are motivated going up against these bigger organizations that have their own motivations that don't always align with the interests of the people who are living in a community. So focusing on clean water or, you know, low impact living, social issues as well.
Tell us about your journey to being the KDNK news director.
I was really motivated when I came back to Carbondale after spending a year in South America to be involved in my community in a big way. And I had encountered a radio station in Argentina that really inspired me because it was a community hub. A lot of important things were happening there. And it was a place where a lot of good conversations were happening. So I came in on a whim when I had time, back when I had time, and volunteered.
Yeah, that sort of disappears once you get into the newsroom, doesn't it?
It sure does. And I asked for an internship, and Gavin was happy to oblige, and he started showing me the software and the equipment and talking to me about technique and voice. And slowly I went on producing stories as an intern. And eventually when Gavin was promoted to be the station manager, that position was open. And based on my experience of already being somewhat familiar with the systems that KDNK uses, as well as the community, also being bilingual was a reason that they hired me on as the news director. And from there, I've learned more every day. Every day is an adventure, and I'm always improving.
What issues and coverage do you find to be the most challenging?
It's interesting talking to people who, like, for example, Scott Tipton, who are quite used to being interviewed and quite used to having everything that they need to say ready. So I think approaching that and having the confidence to just go into it and know my questions are valid and to listen closely and be able to try and push them off the tracks that they've established.
Push them off the tracks. Have you had any success with pushing Congressman Tipton off the tracks?
I got him to talk about his pottery shop in Durango, which was good.
Okay, yeah, that's something that a lot of people might not know about. What are some of the stories that you think you're going to be working on coming up in the next year or so?
Well, I'm really interested in getting more involved with our immigrant community here. That's important to me, and I've reached out in a number of ways, and hopefully I have some things becoming established. I'd like to eventually start up a monthly movie night here at KDNK with just Spanish films and just kind of make the station a warm and welcome place for anybody in our community to come in and to use as a resource to get their voice out there and to have their issues heard. And I'm also interested in promoting the arts in our community, all of the cool things that are happening, all of the great people with their projects that are going on simultaneously in this wonderful place we live.
Raleigh Burley, KDNK News Director, thanks very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with me.
Thank you, Amy.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.